united. God has got a customized word. A customized word just for you this morning. Just for me. This word has been customized for me, for my family. Okay? The message title for today is Fortress. Fortress. Look at your neighbor, if you can. If you're close enough. If you feel comfortable enough. And say the word fortress. In the Bible, we have many synonyms to the word fortress. Refuge is one of them. Shelter. Rock. A shelter. A refuge. A rock. A fortress is a place that you run to when you are under attack. A fortress is a place where you call on His name and you expect Him to answer. A fortress is a place of refuge, a safe place. A place where you can be protected. It's also a place that you run to when you are pressed down. Anybody has ever been felt the pressure of life? Being pressed down. Squeezed. If you got your Bibles, I want you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. Hallelujah. You can turn to it. You can click, you can look on the screen, but I want the Word of God to be in you this morning. It's very important that you allow this Word to sink in this morning. For you are watching at home, whatever you need to do, put the spatula down, get out of the kitchen, grab a notepad, grab your Bible, whatever you need to do. You need this Word this morning. It says this in verse 8. We are pressed on every side by troubles. But we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Come on, somebody. This is the word of God. You will be pressed down. Many of you are feeling it. You've been feeling it for a while. Pressed down. Perplexed even. Hunted down by the enemy. Knocked down by the enemy. You might be knocked down, but you are not knocked out. Amen. The reality is that you and I, we've all been in that place where we've been pressed, squeezed. It's called life. It's called life. The question is, in life, who and where do you run to when you are being squeezed and pressed? Who do you run to? In 1 Samuel chapter 30, the Bible gives us an account of a man by the name of David, who found himself living in a place by the name of Ziklag. 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 Which in Hebrew means press down. I don't know about you, but if you're living in a place called press down, maybe you should move. Maybe it might be time to move. David lived in such a place called press down, Ziklag. Now, we don't have time to read the whole entire story, but one day David and his men came back to town. They came back home to the place of Ziklag. They found out that the enemy came in when they were out, raided their village, burned their houses to the ground, kidnapped their wives and children. David's men were so mad at him that they were talking, thinking about stoning him. But right there in this place called Press Down, David did something very different than all the other men. David found strength in the Lord, his God. In that very place where a death sentence was served for him, he ran to God. He found strength in the Lord, his God. David found strength when he made that decision to draw near to God. You probably would think that maybe house is burned down, every possession that they have is gone, wives and children are gone, they've been kidnapped by the enemy. I mean, that would be a place where you would want to just, cower down and do something pretty stupid. But David ran to God. And in that place where he ran to God, he discovered a new meaning to the word Ziklag. He discovered a new meaning to that word, because when he ran down, he discovered God. He met God face to face. He found God to be a fortress. This is what happened when you run to God. Because Ziklag means press down, but it also means fortress. Isn't that odd? Now you might say, how can a place of oppression be transformed into a fortress? A place of safety. Doesn't make sense. The answer lies right here with David when he found strength in the Lord, when he ran to God, when he inquired of the Lord, when he worshiped the Lord. He drew strength. He drew supernatural strength. He drew wisdom. He could hear the voice of the living God. You will hear the voice of the living God when you draw near to him in times of trouble. In times of trouble, you don't run away from the word of God, but you run to God. That's where you draw your strength from. That's where you draw life from. That's where your healing comes from. You run to God, not the opposite direction. A place of pressing can become a fortress when you call on His name and you expect Him to answer when you run to Him. Proverbs 18:10 says this, "The name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to Him and are safe." The godly would run to Him. The name of the Lord is a strong fortress. When was the last time you called on the name of Jesus? When was the last time when you were in trouble that you call out His name and said, "Jesus, Jesus"? Sometimes that's all it takes. Sometimes when you're being pressed and crushed by the enemy, the pressures of lives are coming against you, all you can do is call on the name, Jesus. Jesus. I believe this is exactly what David did. He ran to God and he called out for Him. "Come to my rescue, Lord. How do I get my children, my wife, how do I get them back? How do I make the enemy pay for what the enemy has done to me? How do I say to the enemy, 'Not today, Satan'?" I believe I'm wearing it right now. That's a message to the enemy. Not today. Not today. When was the last time you called on His name? When was the last time you were in trouble where you made the name of the Lord a mighty fortress? Why would anyone choose to run away from God? Why would anyone choose to social distance themselves from God when He is the only shelter in a storm? When He is the only refuge in the middle of a pandemic. In the middle of a situation where we don't even understand what is going on, what is safe, what is unsafe. I know that my safety is found in Him. He's my refuge. He's my fortress. He's my strength. I will run to Him. There's no one else I can run to. I can't run to anybody else for the solutions in my life. I can't run to anybody else for my safety and the safety of my family, my wife, my kids. No one but Him. He's the only shelter that we can have in times of storms and trouble. I believe anytime we distance ourselves from God, someone or something else will occupy that space. Someone or something else would occupy that safe, that space. The enemy himself would disguise him as a comforter. He will disguise himself as a comforter and bring in a false sense of safety. A fortress that cannot protect. A refuge that cannot guarantee your safety. And the end, you are in that place where you are disappointed. Because you've made something else your refuge other than God. That space has been occupied by something else or someone else. where that refuge can no longer hold you safe, can no longer provide the peace that you need. Depression in life will creep in. I know there's a clinical definition for depression. But let me give you a spiritual one. It's someone who's made something else his or her refuge. It's someone who's distanced themselves so much from God that that space has been occupied by the enemy. And the enemy has disguised himself and provided a false sense of security. The enemy is very crafty this way, to provide this false sense of security in anything else but God. Anything else but God. A refuge could be sex, drugs, alcohol, relationships, friendships, toxic ones that have come and occupy that vacancy, that vacant space that has been created because you've chosen to distance yourself from God. David ran to God. He closed the gap. He closed the gap. In whatever situation that you might be dealing with, where you feel that you've gone through a dry period, a dry season, where you've created this space between you and God, would you make a decision today to close that gap? To close that gap and not allow room for the enemy to operate. I believe for too long, the body of Christ in general, we've been too loose with that space. We've been too loose with that space where we've allowed the enemy to creep in, to bring in any kind of spirit that will cause you and me to distance ourselves even further from the truth, from the Word of God, from the only word, the only source that can provide the very life that you and I, we want to hold on so dearly, even now in those challenging times. To those freedoms that over the years we've taken so much for granted. We've allowed the enemy to occupy a certain space where now the enemy is coming in to steal, to kill, and to destroy, because we have been silent for way too long. Silence created a space for the enemy to occupy. If you see your children doing something that is wrong, and you're watching them do something that is wrong, and you walk away, that's basically what you're doing. You've created space. Because you walked away. Instead of speaking the truth, instead of speaking life, the enemy has come in and occupy that space. In life, it's the same way. In our society, it's the same way. In our nation, it's the same way. The more gap that we leave, the more the enemy will occupy. That's what Jesus says. Occupy till I come. Do business till I come. What Jesus is saying, close the gap. Don't allow room for the enemy to creep in. Run to God. Make him your fortress. Make him your place of refuge, your place of safety. Today we're finding a place of refuge in everywhere, in anything that you can think of. A safe place. A safe zone. The only safe place that you and I can have is in him. In him. He is the strong fortress that we run to when we call on his name. For the name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run in and are safe. That is our safe zone. He's the only one that we need to run to. My job today is very simple. I've been mulling over this message for a while. But at the end, by 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I look at Dawn and I was like, I'm done. Usually, that doesn't happen. But I was done with this word. I felt the Holy Spirit said to me this. Your job is very simple. Today your job is just going to deliver my word for what I have written it to say. Basically verbatim. That's what I'm trying to say. Just write down my words and speak my words. And that's good enough. And you know what I said? Yes, Lord. So my job today is super easy. My job today is just to give you some tools so that you can add those tools to your spiritual shed. Spiritual shed, tools, we connect, good. And I was like, Lord, maybe people might not understand. I'm not a very tool kind of guy. Me and tools, we don't work well together. I have very little tools, okay? So that when something breaks, I have no idea. I call Jeremiah. I call Gary. Help. Present help in time of need. I believe right there in that place called Ziklag. Tools, spiritual tools, were forged by God. Right there in that place called Pressed Down, spiritual tools were forged by God, discovered by David. I believe godly character is forged in seasons when you and I were pressed down. When you and I, we are challenged to the core. I believe the best tools are forged in the hottest fire of life. When we are challenged by life's circumstances. So if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. If you're not taking notes, you need to write this down. When you make God your fortress, you have access to those tools. Here's tool number one. Present help. Need help. Need help. Lord, I need help. That's what we call on His name. Need help, Lord. Little help over here. Psalm 46, 1 to 3 says this. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when the earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. In the New King James, it says, present help in times of trouble, in times of need. Present help. That's God. He's a present help in time when you need Him. I mean, let's be real for a moment when we read that second verse. It says, if you feel an earthquake, you look towards the sea and you see the mountains crumble and going down into the water, and you hear the tsunami sirens, and you see the water surging forward, would you possibly have a little fear? I mean, I don't know about you, but last week, I mean, after I said that on Sunday, because I don't know if you guys paid attention to what I said, somebody texted us, I think it was Monica that texted us, said, hey, remember Pastor was saying, do you hear the siren? There's a tsunami coming. I went back and I listened to this. I said, yes, I did say that. I mean, maybe you might have a little fear, right? When that happens. David says, no, I wouldn't. Why? Because God is my refuge. God is my refuge. What he's saying is that when trouble comes your way, he steps in. When trouble comes your way, God himself will step in. He will step in. Anything that the enemy will send your way, he steps in. Not today, Satan. Not today. He steps in and he creates a barrier between you and what the enemy is sending your way. He steps in. He's a present help in times of need. You know, you look at the news, I look at the news. The reality is that we are living in the difficult, difficult times. Shocking times. Shocking things are happening right before our eyes. Right before our eyes, we are seeing things happen that we never thought would be possible. But if God is not our refuge, our strength, our very present help in those crazy times, guess what? We will buy everything that the enemy sends our way. The enemy will come knocking. You answer. It might be something else that you're not expecting. Fear instead of faith might answer the door. It's time to close the gap. It's time not to allow the enemy to occupy that space that is meant to be occupied by the Holy Spirit. the Word of God, the truth of God's Word will close in that gap. Here's what I'm saying. The more you feed yourself the Word of God, the more that gap is going to be closed. No other way. No other way. No other way. The more you renew your mind daily with the Word of God, the more you're going to watch what you see everywhere else, and you're not going to be moved. Because you're anchored on the Word of God. You cannot be moved. You can watch mountains jump into the sea. You can see the water surge towards you, but you will not be moved. Because you're anchored on the Word of God. The unshakable Word of God. That's where you need to stand on. That's your platform. That's your source of help in times of trouble. In times of need. When the enemy comes and knocks, faith needs to answer the door. There will come a time where you might need to say, not today, Satan. Not today. Not today. Tool number two is freedom from fear. Psalm 27 verse 1 says this, the Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, my protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble? Why should I tremble when the Lord is on my side? He says that He is the light, my salvation. Why should I be afraid? I think we need to tell that to ourselves. Why should I be afraid? The Lord is on my side. He says that in His Word, that He's my light, my salvation. Why should I be afraid? He's my fortress, my place of refuge, my place of safety. Yeah. He's protecting me from any kind of danger. Why should I tremble? Sometimes we just need to stop and think about His Word. Let our mind be renewed by this Word. I'm a father, so I think about the safety of my family as well. When I look around me, I'm like, oh man, you know, what if my kids get sick? If your father don't, have you ever thought about this? Am I the only one? Am I the only parent that might be thinking like that? That I don't want my kids to get sick. I want to protect my kids. I want to do everything in my power to make sure that my kids don't get sick. But I also know that I am a man of God. That I need to be telling them the truth that is found right here. So that they know for themselves that they belong to God. More so that they belong to me. Even though I'm the Father. They belong to God first. God is watching over them more than I can. I have to come to the place where I really release them. Say, Lord, You are a better watcher over my kids than I can. Don says I'm very hovering over my kids. I'm like, you know what I mean? They call that helicopter parents? Huh? It's me. I want to be involved in everything. Okay, I want to know what they're doing. I want to be involved in every aspect of their life. Isaiah's making beats. I want to be part of the beats making. I want to know what he's saying. Well, last week I gave him a little sample of my message. I was like, hey, make a beat out of that one. And actually, he picked the tsunami talk, and he's making a beat out of that. I want to lean in a way where I'm present. But even in everything that I do to be present, I can never be a present help for him, for my kids, Only God can occupy that space. That space can never be even occupied by me. I need to point that to my kids. That, in fact, Isaiah said that in youth on Wednesday. We were talking about what if God is not first? And he answered and he said, if God is not first, something else will occupy that space. That's the reality. That's the reality as parents, is to teach them this word so that they would know who to run to. Who to run to. The Lord is the light and my salvation. Why should I be afraid? I don't know about you, but any time I go into a room that is dark, and I flick on this thing on the wall, darkness disappears. Amazing. The Word of God works just the same. The Word of God will illuminate your life. When you flick on the Word of God, fear disappears. The truth of God's word will come alive. His word would be a lamp to your feet, right? And a light unto your path. You would know where to go. The word of God will coordinate your movement. Isn't that amazing? It's like you walking and there's a spotlight there. Word of God. You step over here. Another spotlight here. Word of God. You step over there. The Word of God will illuminate your path. Would coordinate your movement physically, spiritually, and emotionally. The Word of God will illuminate your life. Coordinate every movement. Provide you protection when you move. The Word of God will keep you in safe hands. Better than Allstate. Safe hands. Tool number three. Rest. Psalm 91 says this. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest. In the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust Him. When you make God your shelter, your refuge, your fortress, you will find rest. That secret place is that place where you find or you encounter God face to face. It's that secret place that only you and Him know about. Only Him and you will know about this secret place. It's a shelter when you find that place. These days we hear a lot about shelter in place, right? That's a common term that we hear. Shelter in place, which basically means stay at home. What if that place, that sheltered place, shelter in place, is riddled by fear instead of faith? What if that place that you are sheltering in place is riddled by a spirit of fear instead of faith? That refuge is no longer a refuge. That refuge has become a prison. There's been a gap that has been opened. That has been occupied by something else but God. Where that place that where you think, where you have safety, shelter, has become a prison because you've allowed another spirit to come to rule and reign in that space that was meant to be ruled and reigned by the Spirit of the living God. Anytime you open that door, something else or someone else will creep in. Shelter can only be found in God. When you find that secret place where you meet God, you will find the rest that you need. Tool number four, and that's the last one. Rescue and protection. I call on his name, and he answered, and he came to my rescue. Psalm 91 verse 3 says this, for he will rescue you from every trap and protect you. What's that word? Disease. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from every deadly disease. Then 9 and 10 says this, if you make the Lord your refuge, you will make the Most High your shelter. No evil will conquer you. No evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. No plague will come near you. No plague will come near your dwelling place. No pestilence. No sickness. No diseases. No viruses can come near your dwelling place. Those are not my words. Those are God's words. You might be sitting here and say, Pastor, why are you making such a big deal over this? Why are you making a big deal about those tools in my spiritual shed? I believe the light of God's word is allowing you to take a peek in your own spiritual shed this morning. God wants you to do an inventory, a checklist of every tool that you have at your disposal. And God is saying you're going to need every single one of them. Are you equipped? Are you well equipped to face, we don't like to say this word in church, it's supposed to be a happy place. Difficult times are coming. Challenging times are ahead of us. That burden for the whole month has been around this one subject. The truth. The unshakable truth. Has been such a heavy burden on my heart. Because I believe the word of the Lord says this, my people perish. Perish. Because of lack of understanding of his word. The truth, the wisdom, the vision that the Word of God can release. When you don't see this, you see the doom and gloom. When I'm saying challenging times are ahead, I am not speaking about a doom and gloom scenario. I'm speaking about victory. I'm speaking about empowerment of God's truth to the body of Christ so that we can rise up, so that we can stand up and be counted, so that we can take a stand against the enemy. We can look at the enemy and say, not today, Satan. Not today. Hands off my children. Hands off my family. Hands off my church. Hands off my island. Hands off my nation. I think God is calling you and me to stand up. To stand up. I'm making this a big deal because in these last days, faith will be tested. Your resolve to serve God will be challenged. Your commitment to the local church, the local body, will be challenged. Let me read to you Luke 21. 25 through 28. Jesus is speaking. He says, and there will be strange signs. There's been a lot of strange signs lately. Strange signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And here on earth, the nations will be in turmoil. Perplexed by the roaring seas and strange tides. People will be terrified at what they see coming upon the earth. For the powers in the heavens will be shaken. In the last days, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Your faith, your resolve, your commitment to God will be shaken. But the Lord will remain your fortress. Your place of refuge, your place of safety. Every time you run to the Lord, you will be safe. Anytime when you call on His name, He will answer. Then in verse 27, Jesus says this, then everyone will see the Son of Man coming on a cloud with power and great glory. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Coming on a cloud. with power and great glory. Jesus is not coming back as a little baby. Not riding on a donkey. He's coming back on a cloud. He's coming back as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And then in verse 28, it says this: so when all these things that you see, when all these things begin to happen, and I want you to catch this, stand and look up, for your salvation is near. Church, it's time to stand, to look up to Him, our only source of refuge, our only fortress. In Him, we find that safety. In Him, we find hope. In Him, we find life. Fullness of life. Would you raise your hands right where you are? Let's worship Him this morning. Let's worship Him.
that is the safest place to be, is right where He is, right smack dab in the middle of where He is. Amen. That's the safest place to be. He came to our rescue. And we want to be smack dab in the middle of where you are. Your word brings hope. The simplicity of your word brings so much hope and power. And I think sometimes maybe we've forgotten about that. The power and the simplicity of His word. It was so chock full of scriptures this morning, wasn't it? That was so life-giving. I mean, it's a life to your bones, right? It's like your spirit man kind of rises up when you're like, look at this, look at these scriptures that are more relevant than you can even fathom right now. That is meant for you, for right now, to encourage you, to encourage your spirit man to kind of rise above your natural man, right? To encourage you to say, hang on, I don't have to live by what the news says. I don't have to live by what my emotions say. I can live by what the word, nothing else, no one else's words, but what the word says is enough. What the word says brings hope. It brings life. It brings stability. It brings safety. It brings calm. Let that be your hope. Let that be your anchor this week. Amen. Let that hold you fast. No one else's words. His word holds you strong. Amen. We're going to close. Father, I thank you for your word. For the power and life that your word brings. It is sharper than a two-edged sword. And we thank you for it. I thank you that it goes with us throughout the week, that our ears are so soft. Our ears are so in tune with your spirit, that the moment fear, the moment any other kind of emotion wants to creep into our hearts, that your word will come welling up inside of us, say, not today, not in this moment, not in this minute. I'm going to stand on your word. And we thank you. We thank you for that stability and that anchor and that hope. And we love you. We thank you for growth this time. We thank you for the growth that we've experienced today, this moment. In Jesus' name, amen. I just wanted to say, I was thinking maybe you could take like two or three scriptures or so that are your favorites from today. Write them. Write them on sticky notes. Stick them in your pocket. Go throughout your week. Say them over and over again. That's how you meditate on the word. That's how you close that gap. So have a few of those of your favorites and think of them, ponder them, write them down, and see the difference that you'll experience this week. Amen. Amen. We love you online. We love you here. We love you. Enjoy your week. Enjoy the sun before it goes away on Thursday. And.